Critics of the U.S. Parole Commission say it has serious problems, such as losing track of how many people are under its supervision. Data shows the government agency has been undercounting the number of prisoners they're in charge of. NPR National Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson reports.
Berkeley Law Professor Chuck Weiselberg noticed something strange this year when he read a document from the U.S. Parole Commission. The report said the number of people in prison convicted before 1987 had grown by 69% in 1 year. That's inconceivable, Weiselberg says.
These are senior citizens serving federal sentences. They're the oldest and most vulnerable group of people in the federal prison system. And they seem to have fallen through the cracks.
Linda Evans is quite familiar with the Federal Bureau of Prisons.
I lived inside the BOP for 16 years. We were counted at least 8 times a day.
Evans hears from many people still behind bars as an advocate. She's worried the government is failing them.
I actually think that this miscounting of people on parole, or eligible for parole rather, is that they don't care.
The commission was supposed to go out of business in 1992, but Congress continues to extend its mandate every year. Even though the panel that once had 5 members making decisions about federal parole release now only has 2. Weiselberg says no one seems to want to pull the plug.
So you have this agency that's operated in total darkness within the Department of Justice, without any interest or oversight by Congress. And then in the fall of each year, when the commission's about to expire, people panic and reauthorize the agency.
The advocates are speaking out now because they don't want that to happen again this fall. They say there's plenty of time for DOJ and Congress to develop a plan for the few hundred older people in prison, perhaps to transfer those cases to judges. The Parole Commission didn't want to talk on tape. In a written statement, they told NPR they have changed the way they count these so-called old law prisoners to make it more accurate. The Parole Commission said it expects the number of old law prisoners under its control will be 0 by 2038, when it factors in parole releases and deaths by natural causes. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.